NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Six Senate Republicans joined Democrats today in beating back a GOP filibuster of a bill to restore jobless benefits for 1.3 million long-term unemployed Americans whose benefits expired just after Christmas. But NPR's David Wellner reports the bill would extend benefits only through the end of March.
The six Republican votes helped Democrats reach the bare minimum needed of 60 votes to prevent the unemployment extension from being blocked by a filibuster. Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown hailed the outcome.
This bipartisan vote will help those people who have lost jobs, heat their homes, will help them go to the grocery store and buy food, will help them fix their car at the local with a local car mechanic who can, so that they can drive and look for work.
Republicans say they want spending cut elsewhere to pay for the measure. They propose stripping the Affordable Care Act of its ban on denying coverage for pre-existing conditions as a way to do that. Democrats say no. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The United Nations has announced another step toward removing Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles. The first batch of precursor chemicals was loaded onto a Danish cargo ship today and taken out of the country, as NPR's Michelle Kelman explains.
The diplomat who's overseen this work, Sigrid Kog, says in a statement that some chemical precursors were moved from two sites in Syria to the port of Latakia. There it was loaded onto a Danish commercial vessel with military escorts from Syria, Denmark, and Norway. Now in international waters, the ship will remain at sea, she says, until the rest of the most dangerous chemicals in Syria's stockpiles can be brought to the port. China and Russia are also providing naval escorts for this work. Syria agreed last year to get rid of its chemical stockpiles after an August sarin gas attack that the U.S. and others blamed on Bashar al-Assad's forces. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Embattled Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca has announced he is retiring. Baca, whose department has been plagued by allegations of civil rights violations and corruption, announcing today he'll step down at the end of the month.
I will go out on my terms. I'm not going to seek re-election for a fifth term as sheriff, and I will retire at the end of this month.
Baca's announcement comes a month after federal prosecutors accused 18 current and former sheriff's deputies of beating or wrongly detaining inmates as well as visitors at two downtown Los Angeles lockups. The nation's trade gap, that's the difference between what foreign firms ship to American shores and U.S. companies send abroad, narrowed in November. Commerce Department reporting the nation's trade shortfall fell to $34.3 billion. That's its lowest level since October of 2009. On Wall Street, stocks rebounded after a three-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 105 points to close at 16,530. The Nasdaq rose 39 points. The S&P 500 gained 11 points. You're listening to NPR. Iraq's defense ministry spokesman is saying a government airstrike in a province west of Baghdad has left at least 25 suspected al-Qaeda militants dead. The strike comes amid increasingly fierce fighting between Iraqi special forces and insurgents for controls of the city of Fallujah and Ramadi. According to spokesman, the Iraqi Air Force struck the operation center of the terror network in the provincial capital. He gave no additional details. The U.S. has said it will provide some assistance to Iraq, but has no intention of sending in U.S. troops. In his latest pronouncement from North Korea, former basketball star Dennis Rodman has apparently defended Pyongyang's detention of a U.S. citizen. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
This is Rodman's fourth trip to North Korea, and he's never been shy about his affection for the country's totalitarian leader. But in this CNN interview, Rodman went further, implying that the regime is justified in holding a U.S. citizen named Kenneth Bae, who's been imprisoned there for more than a year.
If you understand what Kenneth Bae did?
Yeah.
Do you understand what he did?
What did he do? You tell me.
In this country.
You tell me. What did he do?
No. You tell me. You tell me.
Bae is a devout Christian, which may be connected to his arrest. His congressman is Washington State Democrat Rick Larson, who released a statement calling on Rodman not to, quote, cast aspersions on a fellow American who's being held by a foreign nation. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
With the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers out with a number of recommendations on how to deal with a potential invasion of Great Lakes by Asian carp, debate over what to do next is falling to Congress. The Corps released a report this week with eight potential approaches to the problem, including sealing off Lake Michigan from the carp-infested Mississippi River with a series of dams. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.